We must 98.
Zog de Gemara. Yosef Rav Menashe Bar Zvi Kamei de Rav Hune de Yosef Vekoma My time de Rav Shimon. Why Rav Shimon is matir Begolak Maskonas a Gemara Beyibem v'achar kach noilad My time de Rav Shimon. Why Rav Shimon is matir Beyibem v'achar kach noilad Frag de Gemara My time de Rav Shimon כי דאמר תאים הויל ובו ומצור בהתר ולא יעומדו עלו בשור אחס באיסו זאת אומרת אביסן בפשטס הגמורה מן שתי דוקלורים בגמורה שאת רב שימן אסור פושט זאת בגמורה מי תאים את הרב שימן? יעס אם מי תאים את הרב שימן? רב שימן אסגור כלו הויל ובו ומצור בהתר אז לא עושים אותו אקספלייט אז מי כלו הויל ובו ומצור בהתר אלא זוג בגמור מי תאים את הרבונו מי תאים את הרבונו אז הוא היה רבונו אז מצור בהתר סוד שגוד סבורה סוד שגלת סבורה מצור בהתר אתה מבין מה זה בריא מי תאים את הרבונו סוד שגלת סבורה מי תאים את הרבונו אומר קרו ולא כחולו לאישו ויבמו זה איזה פוסוק ולא כחולו לאישו ויבמו עדיין יבום עם הראשון עם עולר So it's not called Mitzvah Beheter. On his Beirim, but also the Shekhlo Vitarim in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Reb Shimon is Poshet, Mitzvah Beheter. So Yibim v'achar kach Noilat, it's not Mitzvah Beheter. And Rabbanan also have to agree, such a glatt is Svore. The reason they don't agree, Yibum HaRishonim Aleh, it's like Rashi, Ava Pishikon, so Adayin Kruo Yivoma. So it's not called Mitzvah Beheter. So what is that? Zog the Gemara, Elohot etnan konzo, Arei ki ishti lechol dovo. ואומר רבי יסי ברוך המינו מלמד שמגר שבגט הוא מחזירו. Two חידושים, that it's enough to give her a get after Yibum, and second חידוש, that you could take her back, פרק נגמור אוסם נעמי לימה ויבמו עדיין יבום הראשון עם עליה, ותיבוא יחליצה. So Rashi learns that the Gemara is kasha, the source of the Shmaisa, what is the Gemara is kasha? The Gemara is kasha is, if you say עדיין יבום עם הראשון עם עליה, so why when he makes Yibum, and he decides to divorce her, He could divorce her. Why it's enough to divorce her? He doesn't have to divorce her. It's not enough to divorce her. He will have to do a chalitza. If you're saying yibum morishonim aleo, as si blaita yevoma, she will need a chalitza. What's the rishonim? The Ramban has a different mahalach. But as I learned Rashi pshat, if lefi rabbanon you're telling me that it's not called mitzvah beheter, because veyibmo adayin yibum morishonim aleo, she's called a yevoma. So even after the yibum, she will need a chalitza. Because she's called a Yavama. So Gemara Shaini Osam Doma Kro Velot Cholo Leisho. Kevin Shilekocho Nasi Ki Ishtel Lechol Dovo. So Mele, it's a get is enough. For the Gemara Yoche Nami Oksiv Rachmona Vehipo. So say by Yosa also. It's no Mitzor Beheta. She became Ishtel Lechol Dovo. The Gemara Shaini Vehipo. She's not a Yavama. She's not Mamish's wife. She's a Yavama. For the Gemara Mayro Yiso. Mistav Rishoni Yeteira Yeteira Vishoni Yisura Yisura. This Gemara needs a hesber. What was the kasha? What was the teretz? But that's the first chelik of the Gemara. So Rav Shimon learns my time with the Rav Shimon. Zog the Gemara, the time with the Rav Shimon is v'hoil v'yibmo yibum morishonim aleo metzor beheta. And Rabbanon hold it's not called metzor beheta because yibum morishonim aleo. Frag the Gemara now a kasha faker. V'le Rav Shimon. The Omer Hoyl v'Bo v'Metzor beheter v'Leum d'Lo v'Shachas v'Yisu Elo me'ato Achoisim me'imo shenesa ochiv me'aviv. What if he has Achoisim me'imo that his brother is allowed to marry? So he married Arayas. His brother is married Arayas. His brother is married Achoisim me'imo. And his brother dies v'Achakach noilad. And he was born after it. Umeish tisiyavim Hoyl v'Bo v'Metzor beheter. Say Ma'isa when he was born already, his brother had a heter. Isu achoisi leichon osam, aber he has a isu. Hochenami neime, isu achum shnaya bailoba leichon osam. Was shech mitzvah beheter? He has a heter as the shimen, aber as ruvus och shnaya bailoba. And for the Gemara, hai isura da lesleite, hai isura da islete. And this tzusa the shmaise, before the esbeirim in the Gemara, needs a pshat. Why? The Gemara starts in Yutes Amud Beis. My time with the Reb Shimon, or Reb Shimon is so poshut. Mitzvah beheter, Rabbanon don't make sense. We don't know what it means. Then in Yuchof Amud Aleph, the Gemara starts the other way around. The Gemara starts from the beginning. Keloi hoyo. Frag the Gemara, Reb Shimon hold that it's mutter? Mitzvah beheter? So if my brother is married to Arias, that he has allowed to marry them, and I'm born, I will say, hoyo vebovo mitzvah beheter? Hoyo vemitzvah beheter? I will say, hoyo vemitzvah beheter? Avad anish? What happened to the Yisrael from before? The Zerbe Zerbayas, don't be mad, it's Shalaya Boy Lomit. What? Well, what? And who is this? It's the same Sugya. So, what is happening here? The Tzusa, the Shmaise, is Mamish Mishtana Min HaKotze El HaKotze. Tchilas HaSugya, the Gemara says, Reb Shimon is nothing more to explain. Rav Huna asks, my time, you talk, what are you asking? Everything is clear. And my last beer, it's clear. My time with Reb Shimon? What are you asking? Nishtava Tzuzogin, it's clear. After the Gemara finishes to explain it, Zog the Gemara, it's a Rabbanon need a Pshat. The Gemara finishes to say Pshat in Rabbanon. Frag the Gemara, what's the Pshat in Reb Shimon? If my brother is married to Arias, I'll say Hoy v'mitzvah beheter. What happened to the Yisur of the Arias? What happened to Shalai Hoya Ba'ilom? The Gemara says, no, Yisur of the Yisur of the Teir. We have to know what is the Teretz of the Gemara. So to understand the Shagri Vitari and the Gemara, that first the Gemara doesn't understand Rabbanon, and then the Gemara doesn't understand Reb Shimon. What is the Shagri Vitari and the Gemara? It's two drochim be'etzem to learn the sugya. I want to go to Seder. We'll start with Rabbi Chonon's Mehalach. We'll start with Rabbi Chonon's Mehalach. It's the Pashtas Advorim, how we learned Alemol, and we'll see how you have to a little bit change it, be'etzem, and this is be'etzem, the Tzureh, if the Holy of Omis, so we said a lot of times, the first chelik, we say we can't stay with this first chelik, because here we have Klori Gemores, have to mishan it. But we'll start with Tchilas HaDvori, how Reb Chonon learns Yevomis. Reb Chonon is in Fashitna places in Kevitz HaOres. Reb Chonon learns like this. Mitzvahs Yibum is Ese Doicha Loises HaShiyesh Boikores. Till Tesis in different places in Yevomis ask the Kashe, learn out from Yibum that Esa could be Deicha Loises HaShiyesh Bekoras. So, Be'etzem, Rebbe Chonon is learning that the Mitzvahs Esa from Yibum has a Koyach to be Deicha Loises. Esa the Yibum could be Deicha Loises HaShiyesh Bekoras. So, Mitzvahs Yibum is Deicha Isur HaShesach. Welche Isur HaShesach? Every Isur HaShesach in the world. HaShesach, Minah'av, every Yibum is Deicha Isur HaShesach. Not Noigeya, if this HaShesach fell to Yibum, or it didn't fall to Yibum. Even if this HaShesach didn't fall to Yibum, if I have a Mitzvah Yibum, and connected that is the Isur HaShesach, the Yibum pushes away. Another HaShesach comes, it pushes it away. What is the Raya? Rabbi Chonon has two Rayas. One Raya we mentioned already from the Gemara in Kuftes, a person is married to a lady, divorces her, and remarry her. And then he dies. You do Yibum. Amegarash es ishtoi, v'ichziro v'meis. You do Yibum. Fregt Rebel Chonon, the first marriage doesn't follow Yibum. He got divorced. There's no connection to the first part of the marriage. It's only to the second part of the marriage. The second time that he married her, it falls to Yibum. The first part doesn't follow Yibum. If the first part doesn't follow Yibum, so you're right that he has a mitzvah Yibum now, as the second time that he was together, he has now a mitzvah Yibum. But even that he has a mitzvah Yibum now, because the brother was married to her, but this lady has an Isur HaShesach from the beginning. She has an Isur HaShesach from the beginning. And while she has an Isur HaShesach from the beginning, the Mele, how you could do Yibum now? What is the HaShesach? Is a mitzvah Yibum on that HaShesach or not? One second. My brother is married to a lady and divorces. Finish. I'm allowed to marry this lady? No. So this lady has an Isu. Now this Isu falls to Yibum? No. What means this? I don't understand what it means the same. The same name. Ichziro. So he raises yesterday. He didn't get divorced. The ksuvah that he paid her, he gets back. He gets back the ksuvah that he paid her. No shaykhus. I got divorced. It's over. I married you again. Punk. It's the same wife. Punk. Twice. But the second one is a mitzvah. The first one doesn't have a mitzvah. The Teretz is, you don't need the Ishesach to fall to Yibum to be mutter to Yibum. If you have a mitzvah yibum, mitzvah yibum is doicha isur eshesach. Mitzvah yibum is doicha isur eshesach. If mitzvah yibum is doicha isur eshesach, so b'meile, even though the first one taki doesn't have a heter, but the second one has a heter. The second one has a heter. The Torah says, "Zokr belchonon mitzvah yibum could be doicha isur eshesach." The second raya Rebel Chanan has is be'etzem from every yibum in the world. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Stand. Number one, number two, number three. Reuven dies, Shimon does yibum. Shimon dies, Levi takes the same wife. Well, how he has a heter to take Eishes Reuven? Reuven and Shimon already did mitzvah yibum. So what does matter Levi to do yibum? He has a mitzvah as Shimon. He doesn't have a mitzvah as Reuven. So it's Eishes Ach of Reuven. How he does yibum? What? How he does yibum? Every yibum in the world. What? Reuven dies. Shimon does yibum. Shimon dies. How Levi takes the same wife? Is there Eshesach from Reuven? Is there Yisur Eshesach? Eshesach from Reuven. What does it matter to do yibum? Shimon dies. The mitzvah yibum al Shimon. But she's also Osur al Reuven. She's Eshesach from Reuven. What? Reuven dies. Shimon does yibum. All the other brothers are out of the picture. All the other brothers are out of the picture. She's Eish Shimon now. Shimon dies. He wants to take her. Zogt Reuven in Shulik. She's my Eish Shach. She's an Erva. She's an Erva from Eish Shach from Reuven. The Teretz is Zogt Rebel Chol and so on. Mitzvah Yibum is Deiche. Isur Eish Shach. This is the way Rebel Chol and Tchilas Advor. Tchilas Advor in the way Rebel Chol and Gishtalt in different places in Kovitz Ores that has to be that mitzvah yibum doesn't have a problem. What is the pshat? Mitzvah yibum is a mitzvah that was given when Eish Yisach is around, right? The mitzvah was to marry Eish Yisach. This mitzvah, Eish Yisach, can never be a wall. Even if this Eish Yisach is not a mitzvah to do yibum, the mitzvah yibum was to take Eish Yisach and to marry her. So I'm taking, now you're putting in front of me Eish Yisach, a different Eish Yisach. It doesn't make a difference. Mitzvah yibum is not scared from Yisur Eish Yisach. What? Five Eish Yisach doesn't make a difference. Mitzvah Yibum Eish Yisach doesn't talk to him. He eats Eish Yisach. He lives off Eish Yisach. This is the mitzvah. And not Eish Yisach. He doesn't have a problem with Eish Yisach. The essence of Mitzvah Yibum is, he takes Eish Yisach. You put Eish Yisach, it doesn't bother him. If you have a mitzvah, I think you learned Rebel Chonon. Mitzvah Yibum Eish Yisach can't stand Kenegdoi. Fakel, this is mitzvah Yibikach. This is the mitzvah. It's not about Eish Yisach. This is the mitzvah. Rebbe Chanan has a problem. So what is the problem of Shiloh Hayaboy Lomoy? What is the problem of Rebbe Shimon? Reuven dies. Shimon does Yibum. And then Levi is born. Or the case of Rebbe Shimon. Reuven dies. Levi is born. Shimon does Yibum. We tell Levi, when Shimon dies, don't do Yibum. It's Shiloh Hayaboy Lomoy. So what if it's Shiloh Hayaboy Lomoy? Eish Yisach doesn't bother me. I do mitzvah Yibum even when it's the Yisur Eish Yisach. As David ben Isgar, so I do Yibum even if yesterday was Eish Yisach. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, I do Yibum even if yesterday was Reuven. So what's the nefkim in that Reuven and Shimon and then Levi is born? And then Shimon does Yibum, Zogt Reb Shimon, you can't do Yibum. What is the problem? The Teretz is, Rashi answers it, three places, Daf Beis, Daf Tes, Daf Yud Ches, Nesro! Nesro! As a klal kevin she nesro sho achas nesro ilamis. Why when Levi was born? Why when Levi was born? She was asur. She fell mikayach Reuven, and she's asur to Levi. As a klal kevin she nesro sho achas nesro ilamis. Kevin she nesro sho achas nesro ilamis. The man is a klal of nesro. This is what Rashi says. The first Rashi in Beis Amud Beis. The first Rashi in Tes Amud Beis. And the Pashas Rashi and the Mishnah of Yud Ches. Nesro shoachas, Nesro ilomis. And we have to say that Nesro is a new aloche. If Nesro is tam Eish Yisach, so it's not pshat. What is Nesro? No, Nesro is a aloche. Kevon she Nesro shoachas, ein ze darchim noyam shetachzo. The mitzvah sibum, we have to say pshat in Nesro. Stam Nesro, that bashas Nesro is, that mitzvah sibum is not doing is the Yisur Eish Yisach. So what? But I have a new mitzvah sibum now. We have to say Nesro is a new berg. Nesro. Kevin Shenesro Shoachas Nesro Ilomis, and I can't do Yibu. And I can't do Yibu. This is the first chalek, the way Rebbe Chanan Bepashtes learned the Tzuras Advarim. And we spoke it out this way in Daf Beis, and this we spoke in Daf Tes. And this Rabbi Cholan came and he asked one kasha, in Siman Dalet, from a Gemara in Daf Yudalef. The Gemara in Daf Yudalef, it doesn't shim so much. The Gemara says, what if a person, Reuven dies, Shimon does chalitza, and then Levi is born. And now Shimon marries her, and Shimon dies. Zog the Gemara, you can't do Yibum. As Rashi learns, if Reuven dies, Shimon does chalitza, and Shimon marries her, and then Levi is born, mitzvah beheta. But if Reuven dies, and Shimon does chalitza, and then Reuven is born, and then Levi is born, and then Shimon does marries her again. It's a lav, but he marries her again. He's a belav, like Moses says. Chalutza is belav, came a shilibon shuv lo yivne. Iu koyalo belav, and now Shimon dies. Levi cannot do yibum. Frag Rabbi Cholan, why? Shimon dies as a mitzvah yibum. What is the problem? Eishesach. Yibum is doicha eishesach. What we said, Nesra? He was born after Chalitza. After Chalitza is no zikah, is no Nesra. So the Meiri Taki brings down Yesh Oimrim. That ain't a chanami. If Reuven dies, and Shimon does chalitza, and Levi is born, and Shimon marries her, and Shimon dies, Levi could do yibum, because it's a mitzvah yibum, and it's no nesra. So again, the Meir Itake will shim with the Mahalach of Rabbi Chanan. That Reuven could die, Shimon will do chalitza, Levi will be born, Shimon will marry her, Shimon dies, Levi could marry. Why Shem Levi could marry? He says, I have a mitzvah yibum from Shimon, I the Yisur from Reuven, and not I don't badly, chob a mitzvah yibum. And the chobish can nesra. But if we learn that the pshat is Rashi says klor and Yudalef, that you cannot marry her, that if Reuven dies and Shimon does chalitza and Levi is born, and after that Shimon does yibum and makes kiddushin and he dies, Levi cannot do yibum. Why? If the longest is that every yibum is doicha isur eshesach, so I have a koyach to do yibum mikoyach eshes Shimon. I have a yibum to koyach to do yibum mikoyach eshes Shimon. And what is Bami Eishes Reuven? The answer is we said only Nesra. No, chodesh ke problem of Nesra. It's not no chalitza. Zogt Rabbi Cholan and Simon Dalet, is Dalet or is Vav, you have to say that even after Chalitza, a shtick of Zika stays, and it's called Nesra. Even after Chalitza, it's called Nesra. This is the way Rabbi Cholan learns Yivamas. If this is the Hezbeh, Kumt Rabbi Cholan, our Gemara and Yutessa Mutbeis is Kemin Choymer. So Rabbi Shimon makes sense? If Yibum ve'achar kach noilat, if Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum and Reuven is Levi is born, and then Shimon dies, why not to do Yibum? He has a mitzvah Yibum. It's no Nesra, because when he was born already, she was married to Shimon. So bov mitzvah beheter, it's no reason in the world that he can't do Yibum. So Reb Shimon makes mamer sense. Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum and Levi is born, and now Shimon dies, why not to do Yibum? Shiloh Eboi Lomboi, Chava Mitzvah Yibum, is no Nesro. If Take, Reuven dies, Shimon is born, and Reuven dies, and Levi is born, and then Shimon does Yibum, is Nesro. This is what Reb Shimon Take holds. Noilat ve'achakech Yibum, you can't do Yibum. Oh, but Yibum ve'achakech Noilat is no Nesro. Frag the Gemara, my timer, Reb Shimon can come out timer. Hoil v'bov v'metzor beheter. So what are the words of hoil v'bov v'metzor beheter? Was no Nesra. Everything is good. So the words of the Gemara are glad. Hoil v'bov v'metzor beheter means is no Nesra. Reb Shimon is glad. Yibum is doicher eishesach. Divorced and remarried and he dies. You do yibum? Yes. Why? Why not? Mitzvah yibum. 1, 2, 3 dies. Reuven dies. Shimon dies. You do yibum. Why eishesach? What is the problem, Nesra? Zog Reb Shimon, hoy v'bavim etzor beheter, everything is good. Zog Gemara, my time at the Rabbonon, Rabbonon don't make sense. Why not? Yibum is doicha isur eshesach. Such a glatis svore. My time at the Rabbonon. Rabbonon don't make sense. And for the Gemara, yibumim horishoinim oleo. Meaning, we don't know what it means exactly, of a val yibumim horishoinim, she stays a yivama, so she gets a shame Nesra. So when Levi is born, she's called a Yevama, that he cannot do Yibum to her. She's called a Nesra. And while she's called a Nesra, Nesra Shoachas Nesra Ilamis. This is what Rashi says in Daf Beis Amud Beis. This is what Rashi says in Daf Tes Amud Beis. And this is Kimat often a Rashi in Yudches Amud Beis. Rashi says, my time with Reb Shimon, hoi v'loi hoi seskukim ach masar hishoin, mele you could do Yibum. Glad. If the Gemara would stop your test on Mudbeis, this is the way we would be learning Yivomis. Yibum is matir. Every Eisir HaShesach, 1 to 3 is very posh, why we could do Yibum, because I have a reason from 2, I do Yibum, the Eisir from 1 doesn't bother me. Megashu Machzir and he dies, I could do Yibum, Yibum is Derech Eisir HaShesach. The whole problem of Shalai Bailoma is only one word. Nesro, when I was born I cannot do it. Zog the Gemara, Reb Shimon is right. If you were born before the Yibum, it's a problem. If you were born after the Yibum, it's not a problem. My time is the Rabbanon. Rabbanon don't make sense. Zog the Gemara, she stays a Yivama. Afazei Vait, Frank the Gemara, she will need Chalitza. If the Yibum didn't finish, and you tell me that it's a Nesro, so even if he divorces her, he needs to do Chalitza. She didn't finish to do Yibum. The Teretz was Kipshutoi. She's Nocha Yivama. You thought that it's finished when he did Yibum. No, when he's born, it's not Mish Gehendek. She's a Shtikl Yivama. Zog Gemara, she's a Shtikl Yivama. No, so if he divorces her, he needs to do Chalitza. Zog the Gemara, Mayro Yisro Epes HaTeretz. If this would be the Gemara Nochamol, and Rebbe Chanan in some places like this lyrics, Klo, I was very glad. The problem is, in this glatter hesba, how you learn the Gemara and the Afchof? Frag the Gemara and the Afchof. Lefi Reb Shimon, if my brother is married to my sister, and he dies, why I can't do Yibum? Hoil v'metzor beheter. What is the Shaychus? What is the Shaychus? Reb Shimon said, Yibum is Matir Isur Eishasach. Everyone learns Yibum is Matir Eishasach. Sai Rabbanon, Sai Reb Shimon, everyone is masking to one Yesoid, Yibum is Matir Isur Eishasach. No one is Choylik on that. Just the Shaila was, why should I boy Lomoy not? It's Nesro. So Reb Shimon, if you're born in the right time, after he did Yibum, was never Nesro. If you're born later, it's Nesro. Rabbanon hold, even if you're born one after it, is a shtickle Nesro. So I have a new question. My brother is married to my sister, Achoisoi. And my brother dies, nu mitzor beheter. You can't read the Gemara. What shayach the mitzor beheter? Reb Shimon said mitzor beheter? Reb Shimon just said, Eishesach is matir evi yisur eishesach. Yibum is matir evi yisur eishesach. No, the pshat is Eishesach, that was Nesro, is not muta. If mitzor beheter, was no Nesro. Was no Nesro. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Man, a medrash player. So what do you say? That's a good for the Teretz of the Gemara. That's a good for the Teretz of the Gemara. Hai Surah the Les Leiter, Hai Surah the Is Leiter, that's a good for the Teretz. Rashi says, Shlishi, Mekoyach Sheini, Uba. So we have to know, the Rashash of an old says, this is the Teretz. Look in the Rashash, look the Rashash, I think that this is the Teretz of the Gemara. That can no Shaychas. He only said, Yibum is Matir Yisuri Shesach. Yibum cannot be Matir Shah Yisuri. The Gemara, he didn't understand what he said. So, but everything was clear before, and now Loshen Rashi, Sheni Mikach Shlishi, but Tosfos says the Ganze Shtigel Teira. The basic how the Rashash Arayin Zetzes is Pshat. But again, it's Doichak. I don't think we'll learn like the Rashash as Dosi Gufa the Teretz of the Gemara. But I want the Mesad of the Dvorim. So, if the Mesad of the Dvorim is as Tchilas Advorim, the Hezbo, what we wanted to learn Lefir Abelchonon, was that Yibum is Matir every Yisur Eishesach in the world. This is the reason Megarsho, Machziro, and he dies, you do Yibum. 1, 2, 3, this is the reason you do Yibum to him, is Matir. The Eishesach Shle Bailomi, the reason is Nesro, Lashon Esrashi, Beis Tes, and Yudches, is because Nesro, Val is Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Elomis, you can't do Yibum. Reb Shimon is glad. Frag the Gemara, my time at the Rabbanon, it's so poshut, that if there's no Nesro, Avada, you could do Yibum. Zog the Gemara is a Zobs, a Teretz from Yibum, or Rishon Imaler. And after that we said, Barazay, the Gemara and the Afchof doesn't make sense. The Gemara tries to now, Lefi Reb Shimon Metzor Beheter, Rabbi Matir Ander Yisurim, Reb Shimon never said such a Zach. Reb Shimon learns, Yibum is Matir Eish Zach. If it was Nesro, it was a problem. If it's not Nesro, it's no problem. But Yibum Reb Shimon said it is Matir Yisurim. This is the problem in the Kipshutoi, like we wanted to learn in Rebel Chonon. Because of that, we have to go weiter with Rebel Chonon. We're not changing. Just we have to be moisif to say the Rebel Chonon a little bit different. A little bit different. A mensch kumt a reis in Yevomes, be'etzem, this one he has to remember, this klolim, a be'etzem, noch ois chesh from all the sugyas. These are be'etzem the klolim. This is the leichte weg, that till the chof, you didn't have to switch. You just learn like this, we mentioned the whole time. Till the chof, this is enough to Rebbe Chonon's Mahalach. We'll see about Nochem learns Andrush. But Rebbe Chonon's Mahalach, everything fit. The place that it doesn't stimm, is the Chof Amud Aleph. That the Gemara wanted to take only from the say like the Rashash. It's a mistake, and miyad we switch back. But the Shein is Rashi, Shlishi, Mekirach Sheini. State in the episode of Chof Ander, Shteisa says, Aisur Poka, State Ander in the Shein. It's very schwer to say that this was the switch, and the Chof Taki, the Gemara Taki, after miyad she answered that this is the Mahalach. Avada dos inish the Pshat. Avada dos inish the Pshat. So what's the Pshat? So the Vah, we're going yet weiter with the Mahalach from Rebel Chonon. We're going weiter with the Mahalach from Rebel Chonon. Just one little switch. Avada yibum is matir isur eshesach. This is the reason, megarsha begetu machziro, you could do yibum. Yibum is matir isur eshesach, the rai from Rebel Chonon, that when a person divorces his wife and remarries and he dies, you could do yibum. Yibum is matir eshesach, even if that eshesach doesn't have a mitzvah sibum. But, zok Rebel Chonon azay. Yibum is matir eshesach only from the eshesach that I have a mitzvah. But if it's a different eshesach that I don't have a mitzvah, yibum is not matir. I'll be explained. The first case, it's the same lady. You're right, I married her twice. But this is eshesach, she's the eshes yantum, eshes shimon. If I have a mitzvah yibum and shimon, the isur of eshesach is mutar li yibum. Heidike isur, morgendike isur. Doesn't make a difference. Isur eishas achum shimen. If it's a mitzvah, yibun of shimen, I have a mitzvah. This is what you're trying to tie in the be'etzer. I have a mitzvah, yibun to miyabim eishas shimen. Now, she's eishas achum shimen for two reasons. From today and from the yesterday. Doesn't make a difference. The mice, I have a mitzvah. So the isur eishas ach is mutar le yibun. 1, 2, 3, take is a problem. How I could do yibun? We'll have to miyash it. Why when Reuven dies, Shimon makes Yibum, Shimon dies, Levi could do Yibum. What would the Eshesach from Reuven? We don't have a Teres yet. Chaznish says, why Reuven, Shimon and Levi? When Reuven dies and Shimon does Yibum and Shimon dies, why Levi could do Yibum? I have a mitzvah for Shimon. I don't have a mitzvah for Reuven. We'll have a problem. But that's the Tzuras HaGemor. So Yibum is Matir Isur Eshesach from that Eshesach that falls to Yibum. From the Eshesach that doesn't fall to Yibum, the Hainu. If I have a mitzvah to marry Eshes Shimon, so even if I have two Isurim, as the yesterday Shimon, and then today Shimon, I have a mitzvah to marry Eshes Shimon. This is Rebbe Chonon's Raya, Be'etzer. This is his Ikar Raya, divorcing and remarrying. The Talmud says, the mitzvah is Yibum Eshesach, the same blondes. Esther Decheloisese, Abavach Eloisese. The mitzvah is Yibum for marrying Eshes Shimon, is Decher the Isur from Eshes Shimon. The Heidike Isu, the Lechtike the Isu, this Isu that falls, the Isu that doesn't fall, the mitzvah Sibum is Matir Isu Reshesach. Klo. So the Shaila is, but it's only the Reshesach that falls, the Heinu, that person that I may have it. But Eishes Reuven is no heter. So if it's no heter to marry Eishes Reuven, what? What case we have heter? We can hear. Eishes Reuven is Eishes Reuven, Eishes Shimon is Shimon, Eishes Levi is Eishes Levi. If my brother divorces his wife and remarries, Val is the Eishes Reuven, I have a mitzvah to miyabim Eishes Reuven, it's Deich of the Isur from Eishesach from Reuven. Or if I have an Eishesach from Shimon, mitzvah Yibum cannot be Deich of the Eishesach from Shimon. Because it's not Neufel Yibum. What is Shver? Mitzvah Yibum is, what is the problem? You can't hear. No case. Mitzvah Yibum is only doicha the Isur Reisha Sach from the same brother. Mitzvah Yibum of Shimon is not doicha Isur Reisha Sach of Reuven. It's only I will explain. Mitzvah Yibum is only Matir Reisha Sach from Shimon. It's not Matir Reisha Sach from Reuven. So if Reuven and Shimon and Levi, Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, Shimon dies, Levi does Yibum, you have a big question. How is allowed to take this lady? She's Reisha Reuven. We're not answering it yet. Zogt Reb Shimon. And our sugya, that if Reuven dies, and Levi is born, Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, and then Levi is born, Levi could do Yibum. Hoil v'bo v'metzor beheter. Frag the Gemara, what is the pshat hoil v'bo v'metzor beheter? The Gemara understands, while I'm doing a Yibum to Shimon, I'm going into the shoes of Shimon, I'm taking over the issues of Shimon, and Shimon has a heter in Eishes Reuven, so I'm allowed to take over. What is Yibum? To take over the marriage of Shimon. And Shimon has a heter in Eishes Reuven. This is what the Gemara understands, Pshat, in Hoil Bebov and Metzor Beheter. Now, what is the Pshat Hoil Bebov and Metzor Beheter? I'm going in the Parshas Yibum is you take over the issues. You become Shimon. If you become Shimon, Shimon has a heter in Eishes Reuven, you will also have a heter in Eishes Reuven. Frag the Gemara, but I say, if Shimon is married to my sister, and Shimon dies, let me also to do Yibum. Let me also to do Yibum. What is the difference? It's like the Gemara has no Shaychas. The first Dach was really also to Shimon. Just he had a heter. So you could Yarshin his heter. Achoisim doesn't have a heter. Achoisim doesn't have a heter. By Shimon it was not also. Not in the terms of the Gemara. So nochmal, first the Gemara in Davchof. So what the Gemara in Davchof is asking? Frank the Gemara in Davchof, weil eine Chanami Yibum is Mater Eishes Ach, but only Eishes Ach of Shimon. Yibum cannot be Mater Eishes Ach of Reuben. So why should I have a Yilamoy is Mutter Lefir of Shimon? The Teretz is, I'm taking over the heter that Shimon had. If I'm taking over the heter that Shimon had, so if Shimon is married to my sister, also take over the heter that Shimon has. So Gemara, what are the Shaychas? Shimon was mutar b'shaloya b'ilamoy, it's a b'ishasach, it's a itzel. B'ishasach, he has a heter. If I'm taking over, I'm getting his heter. I'm yashening his heter. So if I'm yashening his heter, b'meila I have a heter. Mash'enkin b'achoysoy, Shimon didn't have a heter on achoysoy, it was not usul to him. So what if I married, I went into his shoes? No shaychus. Shaloya Bailam means Eishasach. The Shaloya Bailam means no mitzvah, yes mitzvah. It's not a different color. It's Eishasach. I don't have a heter, he has a heter. So I'm getting his heter. What is Shaloya Bailam? The vow is this, it's Eishasach on a mitzvah. I'm not calling it a different kind of Eishasach. It's Eishasach that I don't have a mitzvah. Levi doesn't have a mitzvah. Shimon has a heter. If I become Shimon, I get Eishasach, but me is also. Shaloya Bailama Bailama is a different Eishasach? It's Eishasach. Because Shaloya Bailama is even less Eishasach. It's Shaloya Bailama, it's not even Eishasach. It's a small Eishasach. Shaloya Bailama is a first Eishasach, it's a very small Eishasach. But it's a Yesu. I don't have a mitzvah in it. So no, I don't have a mitzvah to marry Eishas Reuven. She's Arayas to me. Shimon has a heter to marry this Arayas. If I'm taking over Shimon's. Das ist Loshon Rashi. Shlishi mikoyach sheini hubo. Shlishi is coming mikoyach sheini. And while sheini has a heter in Eishes Reuven, he's allowed to take her over. So the Gemara's kasha was, what is the lomdus in Reb Shimon? The lomdus in Reb Shimon is, as I Rashi learned, that pshat is boy be mitzvah beheter. While when I came, is mitzvah beheter. When I came, I found a beheter that Shimon had a heter in Eishes Reuven. So why achoy say not? So the Gemara, what's the shaychas? Was the Shaykhs? Did the Pshat is he has a heter in it. If he has a heter in it, I can take over the heter. And Achoyse, he doesn't have a heter. If he doesn't have a heter, it's nothing for me to take over. So this is the Gemara. So now let me mask. So the Gemara in the Pshat, we have to go back to your test. The Gemara in the Pshat is asking, what is the Pshat in Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon holds, Hoil bebo v'metzor beheter. The Pshat is that the Shlishi is bo misheni, and Sheni has a heter and Rishoin, the man of the Shlishi also has a heter. So the Gemara, if he's married to my sister, the Gemara no Shaychas. The sister is not the Pshat that he had a heter. It's not also to him. Abadoi the Yisura the Yisla Etere, Mele I'm coming mikoichoi, but Mele I get his heter. Why only be Yibim v'achakach noilat? If I'm coming from mikoach his shoes, so even if Reuben dies, Levi is born, and then Shimon does Yibum. Chai Gavner, Reb Shimon is not matir. Shimon is matir only b'yibim v'acharkach noilat. Aber b'noilat v'acharkach yibim, Reb Shimon is not matir. Why Reb Shimon is not matir? Why b'yibim v'acharkach noilat, Reb Shimon is not matir? Why Reb Shimon is not matir b'yibim v'acharkach noilat? B'noilat v'acharkach yibim. Why Reb Shimon is not matir? The Teretz is Nesu. The Teretz is Nesu. Kevin she nesro sho achas, nesro ilomis. As I learned Rebbe Chono. So if someone will ask us, Lepi Reb Shimon, Yibin v'achakach noilad wa'etz muter, shlish v'kach sheni. Noilad v'achakach Yibin wa'etz osu, nesro. Rashi mefurish in daf beis, Rashi mefurish in daf tes. Rashi in daf tes on the beis speaks on Reb Shimon, and he says, noilad v'achakach Yibin is muter. And Yibin v'achakach noilad is muter. Noilad v'achakach Yibin is nesro. Now, learns Reb Elchanan that this is the tzur of the Shmaisa by us. No one to be masmi. The Gemara was be'etzem in the beginning in Yutesam with Beis was poshut in the Gemara, the Mahalach of Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini. For sure, Rabbonon are also masking. There's no tzad that Rabbonon are choylek and Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini. What is the right that Rabbonon are not choylek? Every one, two, three, lemaisi you do evil. So was poshut in the Gemara that Rabbonon are also going mitzad Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini. The Gemara didn't explain exactly how it works. But the heter is Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini. So the male Reb Shimon holds that it's muto, and it's not Nesra because it's bov and mitzvah beheta. You're right. If mitzvah be yisur, it's Nesra. But if it's not mitzvah be yisur, it's beheta. Frag the Gemara, my time is the Rabbanan. So why Rabbanan don't open that? They also agree to shlishi mikoyach sheini. They also agree to shlishi mikoyach sheini. So you're right. If noilad ve'achar kach yibehem, it's Nesra. But by Yibam v'achakach noilad, Reb Shimon said good, that oil v'mitzvah beheter is mutar. What is the pshat in Rabbonon? Zog the Gemara, you know why Rabbonon hold that is Nesro? Hoy v'yibum marishayim aleh. Hoy v'yibum marishayim aleh. So, lepil Rebel Cholon, this is what I want to be mazur. Why are we calling it Rebel Cholon? It's the same thing in this chaylik. That be'etzem lekule almez amusag of shlishi mikoyach sheini, hoy v'bor v'mitzvah beheter. What is the machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbonon? Reb Shimon holds Yibim v'achar kach noilad. Muta shlishi mikoyach sheini mitzvah beheter. Noilad v'achar kach yibim nesra. Frag the Gemara, Rabbonon don't agree to shlishi mikoyach sheini. Mishum I was poshut to the Gemara that Rabbonon don't agree to shlishi mikoyach sheini. So why Rabbonon hold that the Yibim v'achar kach noilad is a problem? They have to learn that it's even nesra then. Why is nesra? It's toch mitzvah beheter. It's not mitzvah beheter. What could be the problem? It's not mitzvah beheter. Zog the Gemara, you know why it's not mitzvah beheter? Hoy v'yibum marishayim aleo. Hoy v'yibum marishayim aleo. So she's called a yevama. So val yibum marishayim aleo and she's called a yevama. B'meile pasno anesro. Pasno anesro lefi rabot. Now, we have to be moisif. One reknech. L'chure, so what if it's Nesra? So what if it's Nesra? But the second brother had a heter, and Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Yibor. So what if it's Nesra? But Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Yibor. What? No, L'fi Reb Shimon, we're explaining now, Be'etzem, I have a heter only to Eishes Shimon. But while Eishes Shimon has a heter in Eishes Reuven, so when I take over Eishes Shimon, I have the heter that Shimon has in Reuven. Aber if was noilad v'achar kach yibam, or lefi Rabbonon alemol yibum v'rishonim aleo, I don't have a heter because Nesra came in Shenesra Shachas Nesra Elomis. So what if Nesra? Aber Shimon has a heter, and I'm going into his shoes. What? Chernish. So it's two nuschas. Very good. One nusach. Nesra is an ayah aloha, like we said before. Nesra. Kevin she nesra shachas nesra ilomis. It's not as a din nesra. Darchinaya. This is the aloha. Isha she nesra, you don't go into shoes, right? Nesra shachas nesra ilomis. This is one nusach. And the second nusach is like all of you saying that. That my brother didn't have a heter on nesra. He only had a heter on ishisach. So when there's a problem, Eishes Achiv Reuven, Shimon has a heter, I'm taking Shimon. But like we said, like my sister, he didn't have a Yisro. He never had a Nesro. So if he didn't have a Nesro, I can't say I'm coming Mikoichoi and he has a heter. You can't say Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini on that. You don't have a Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini on that. You don't have a Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini. Why don't have a Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini? Well, he didn't have a heter, so I also don't have a heter. So this is Be'etzem, the Hesber that we're learning. So I want to be mad. Before we start to shlug this tzad up. Be'etzem, Rebel Chonon, why it's called Rebel Chonon's Hesber? Because the vote in Rebel Chonon, sign the first Mehalach, sign the second Mehalach is, that Lefi Reb Shimon v'Rabbonon, the Vikuach is one Vikuach. When it's no Nesro, Reb Shimon is right. The Chilek of Reb Shimon of Yibim v'Achakach Noilad, Noilad v'Achakach Yibim is Nesro. Rebel Chonon brings down the Rashi and Beis Amud Beis, the Rashi and Tes Amud Beis, Nesro. And Rabbanon would also hold like Reb Shimon. Just they hold that even if you did Yibum, Yibumim Arishonim Aleo makes Nesro even B'chai Gavne. Rabbi Chonon even pulled it more. Even Nochalitze is Yibum Arishonim Aleo and she's called Nesro. Just in the first Hezbo we said, stop. Yibum is not the Nesro Eshesach. We didn't have to say the whole Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini. aber weil in der Frau steht klar, schlisch mich euch schön. So steht klar, dass der Heter of Reb Shimon ist, nicht so ein Jibum ist Mater, ist so eine Sache, weil schlisch mich euch schön, ich get jenem's Heter, and Rabbanon also agree that I get that Heter, nur Reb Shimon holds only bei mir, wach ich neu lernt, und dann ist Nesro. And Rabbanon holds, allemal ist Nesro. This is the Hezmer of Reb Elchon. This is the Hezmer of Reb Elchon. The Schwerkeit an this is four Schwerkeits an Reb Elchon. And again, ich sag, mit darf chasern das Reb Elchon und mit darf wissen, weil also ich bin die ganze Koiwe zu Ores ist gebeut in Yevomes and this way. This is the ganze Koiwe zu Ores, the way he learns ganz Yevomes. So lemaskon and lemoshe, if he asks, 1, 2, 3, why shlishi kudu yibum? Shlishi bukach shayni yubom. This is the famous Gash of Etzim, Ruben Shimon Levi. How you do Yibum? So it's a shtickle pella, if you look. I mean, the Gemara knew it is Shlishi Mekach Sheini. I mean, this is the only way to learn Yibomis. Ruben Shimon Levi, you do Yibum. What happened to the Shisach of Ruben? So, if someone...
Why can you say Shlishi Mekach
Sheini Yibom? Because he didn't have a heter on that. It was not also for him. No, he didn't have a heter on that. The brother didn't have a heter on what he was married before. It's like a choystoy, but him it was never also. It was his wife, it's not a Shisach. Your wife is never Eishasach. She's Eishasatzma. You can't call her Eishasach. Clap for yourself. So you never had a heter of Eishasach on it. So maybe you can't say Shlishi Mekach Sheini Yibum. Just you never had a Yisro. What's that? So the words of Reb Shimon, Hoil vebo vemetzor beheter. What Reb Shimon is coming? Reb Shimon tells you, you know why Yibim ve'achakach noilad is mutar? Hoil vebo vemetzor beheter. What Reb Shimon is coming to tell us? Person learns the Mishnah in Yudches Amud Beis. Yibum ve'achakach noilad. Zogt Reb Shimon, you could do Yibum. Why you could do Yibum? Hoil vebo vemetzor beheter. What Reb Shimon is saying? What Reb Shimon came to say? You know why you could do Yibum? Hoil vebo vemetzor beheter. What is the pshat in Reb Shimon? What? What is the pirush amilis of Reb Shimon? If you will have to explain Reb Shimon, what Reb Shimon is saying? Reuben dies, Shimon is born, he does Yibum, and Levi is born. Levi could do Yibum. Hoil vebo vemetzor beheter. What is the kavana hoil vebo vemetzor beheter? So at the beginning we learned, Be'etzim, every time you could do Yibum, is a normally Nesro, here is no Nesro. But now we're explaining Pshat Lefi Reb Elchanan. What is the Pshat, Hoil Vebo Vemetzor Beheter, while Levi is coming Mikoyach Shimon, and Shimon has a Heter and Eishes Reuven, so Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Yubo. So while Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Yubo, so B'meila you have a Heter. These are the words of Reb Shimon. Hoil Vebo Vemetzor Beheter. While Shimon has a heter, and Levi is taking over. Or maybe you have to have a tushtiklach. This is the reason it's mutar, and why it's no nesro? Because it's not nesro. But what is the hezbo? Someone will ask, why lefi Reb Shimon it's mutar? So it's not enough to say, stam, Yibum is mati Revi Eishasach, and there's no problem. You have to explain. You write that Eishas Reuven is a problem here, but while I'm taking over Shimon, and Shimon has a heter and Eishas Reuven, so I also have a heter. Right? This is the hezbo of Reb Shimon. Why Rashi and Yudches Amud Beis, when it comes to explain Reb Shimon, he keeps quiet? This is the first diuk of Reb Nochem. Look in Rashi Yudches Amud Beis in the Mishnah. We finished to learn the Sugya now, and we're looking at the Rashi in the Mishnah, try to push in Rashi of the Mishnah such a pshat. Upturo chaverto. Ve'lava osu b'mayim erkoi. Ela harishenu yoytzidik. Omar Reb Shimon, ve'keivon she'noilad kvar nisiyabmo. ולהויסו על זה בזיק אס נשיא יוחי ברישון מאוילום, מותר אסלוי. נה? It's not MS. This is not the reason that she's מותר אסלוי. She's מותר אסלוי because he's married Shimon, and Shimon has a heter. Why is no Nesro? Because there's no Nesro. So Rashi is coming to explain why she's מותר אסלוי. Where you could find a pshat in Rashi, why she's מותר אסלוי? So Rashi, you know why? Because when he was born, she was already not skuka. I know, I hear, it's no Nesro. Why she's muter to Levi? So Rashi by us before the Mishnah and the Chof, Ve'ashlishi mikoyach sheini uba. I'm coming mikoyach sheini, I'm going into his shoes, and he had a heter. I'm wearing his issues, and he has the issues in Eishes Reuven. What happened? Why Rashi and the Mishnah cannot write it? What? The New Testament base doesn't have to write it, because it's the second part of the Sugya. But when he's masked with the Mishnah, he has to write it.
Shtikl Ohr, one Ohr. Second Ohr is Zog Reb Nochem. He doesn't understand. Nesro? Reb Chonon's Geboite is that it's Mutter, the first Hezbah for sure, the second Hezbah, Shlishi B'Keach Sheini. So why when he's born before the Yibum? Nesro. Rabbanon Ohr, Yibum Rishonim, every time is Nesro. This is the Hezbah. Frank Reb Nochem, he knows that Nesro is the Gemara in the Chavtes and the Flamed. Omar Rab Yudah, Omar Rab, Kol Yevomo Shein, Ani Koyri Bo B'Shas Nefilo, Yevomo Yovo Yoleo, Arei Ke Yishisach Shei Shabonim Ve'asur. And the Gemara is Medayiket from the Mishnah in the Flamed, the Gemara is Medayiket from the Mishnah in the Chavtes. You're telling me now that this is the only way to learn Yudches, Pshat in Reb Shimon, Achilok in Yibim L'Achakach Noila, Noila L'Achakach Yibim, Nesro! Get it, the Gantz, Reb Shimon is Nesro! It's not a Chilish Rab Yudah, Omar Rab. I know all the more, it's Rab Yudah, Omar Rab. He's medayik a mishnah in the flamen, a mishnah in the froftes. You hold from Nesro, you don't have from Nesro. Nesro b'shteyach, in Nesro b'echot. And lefir Reb Nochem, lefir Reb Chonon, Nesro is all about Nesro, Nesro. I mean, that's the whole sugya. Everything is going with Nesro. Why lefir Reb Shimon noylev v'chagach v'im osur? Nesro. Why Rabbanon hold every time it's osur? Yibum v'rishoy nimshaf Nesro. So Rabbanon is Nesro. Reb Shimon is Nesro. Naftes, nafchob lamed, a memre from Rav Yudah Omar Rav, Nesro Shoachas, Frank de Gemore, what is the Chiddush? Tanine, she found the quote of a Mishnah dot naflamed, Frank de Gemore, I found another Mishnah, nafchoftes. Lefir Reb Chonon, this is the Lomdes and Rabbonon. Yibum Marishonim does nothing. What does Yibum Marishonim mean? Says Yom Nesro. What Chalitza means in the Fidalef? Is Yom Nesro. Everything means Nesro. So everything means Nesro. And come to the flamed, it's a chiddush from Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav. So again, the first hour is Rashi and the Mishnah Gornish Gizok. The second is Nesro. You're right, there's a Lashon Rashi in the base, we have to Miyashiv. There's a Rashi in the test that says Nesro, we have to Miyashiv sein. But this is a pshat. And especially, Rav Nachum says, interesting that Rashi here forgot the words Nesro. The whole Hezbollah in the Sugya, chutz from Rashi writing it, it's good, yeah? When we're using the whole Rebbe Chonon, we're reading the Gemara, it's Gishmak. Let the big Rashi in the Aftes Amud Beis to be here. The third Aref from Reb Nochem. Yibum Rishoni makes Nesro? Why? Oh, when she falls to Yibum, she's married to someone. Yibum Rishoni makes Nesro. It's very nice. You say it quick, it sounds good, yeah? What is Nesro? Oh, Yibum falls to Yibum, you can't do Yibum as Nesro. She doesn't fall to Yibum. She's married to someone. She's not allowed to come over to someone else. She's not allowed to have... What's the teretz? Chalitza? No, Chalitza is Zochet Nesro. But what Nesro? She's not Zochet Yibum. Sinish Femes. So Shein Evdol, Sinish Femes, Zochet Nochem. It's words, it's not a teretz. So Levi Rab Shimon is Nesro. What's the Levi Rabbonim? Oh, yeah, this is the Gemara's Kashe. So the Gemara, Yibum Rishonim, says also Nesro. Why? What is Nesro? If I'm a false to Yibum, and you can't do Yibum. Kevin, she knows Rosh Achas Nesro. She never fell to Yibum. She was stuck by Yemen. She was stuck by Yemen. It's called Nesro? Especially if Nesro is Darchei Noyam. It's not what not nice. She's married to someone, and she has no Shachas to me. And Nesro! When you hear about Chol, it's not Nechet Nesro. Yibum Arishayni Mach Nesro. No, one second. I want to understand what it means. Men Reb Chonon says, no Shachas to Nesro, because of Reb Nochem. You can't even say Nesro. After she's married to someone, it's not called Nesro. And the case of Reb Shimon is Nesro could be. Noyad v'achakach Yibum is Nesro. Aber b'Rabbono to say Nesro, b'Reb Shimon you could say Nesro. And Taki Rashi in the Aftes Amud Beis said the words Nesro. So Reb Nochem, all the other Rashis, even the Beis, didn't say the word Nesro. Dainu, b'Yibim v'achakach Noyad, Noyad v'achakach Yibum and Reb Shimon, you could hear Nesro. Aber b'Rabbono, what is it for Rabbono? No, Yibum Arishayim, Echad Nesro. So Nishkan Ta, Nishkan Nesro. It's a Rashi talking in the base, talking sense, and the test and Rav Shimon makes sense. Noelad v'achakach Yibum. What is the Noelad v'achakach Yibum? So the Noelad b'chaygam the taki was Nesro. But even v'achakach Noelad lefir Rabbanon, he asking what is the pshat? And the Teretz says Yibum Arishonim. Yibum Arishonim could shach Nesro. And the fourth Aref, like Reb Nochem, that the Gemara doesn't make sense. The Fides Pshat. Yutesa Mutbeis, we already knew Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini, everything was good, Reb Shimon was glad. We only asked Rabbanon, Reb Shimon is so poshut. Is Mitzvah Beheter? Reb Shimon is so poshut. He's right. What's in the pshat in Rabbanon? No, Rabbanon hold Nesro. Rabbanon hold Nesro. Then in Afchof we woke up. What's the pshat? Like in Rabshim and Shlishi v'Kerach Sheini? How it works? What about Achoisoi? Moses says, no, it only works when it's all better. And the Yutez, when you were so pushed, Rabshimen, you were busy asking, what is the pshat in Rabbanon? It came to the Afchof. You said, one second, Bichlal, Rabshimen doesn't make so much sense. Tzusa de Shmaisa, Nishkin Tzusa de Shmaisa. Nishkin Tzusa de Shmaisa. So these are the four hours. So the first is that Rashi in the Mishnah that Yudches Bichlal doesn't mention the Shlishi Mikoyach Sheni. Garnished. Second hour is Nesro was mentioned in the Gemara Shpeter. Shvelzig Leven as Alts Geiz Ami Nesro. Rashi never mentioned, the Gemara never mentioned. The third, Vostel Pshad Yibum Arishoni will make Nesro. And the fourth, the Tzusa de Shmaisa. You start the sugya, Rab Shimon makes sense. My time in the Rabbanon, so close, Rab Shimon. So Rabbi Chaim explains, this is handling the Nesro part, then it's having... You're telling me Pshat and Rabbanon, Yibum Morishoyne. Then you're telling me, Abba Stam, but then Chagav, what's the Pshat and Rabbanon? What's the Pshat and Rab Shimon? Shlishi Mikerach Sheini, it's like a soin. You say Shlishi Mikerach Sheini. No, the Bemele, only here, not... As they learn the sugya. So Nachum, aber ich sag Nachum, it's a Oris. Reb Nachum's Kash is a Oris, nicht Ogishlok. So Beetzen, we said today, two Pshot in Beetzen. Neither, we said the Pashtus in Rebel Chonon, that Yibum is Matir Evi Eishasach, and we Bichlal don't need Shlishi Mikerach Sheini, and the Gemara in the end, we will say like the Rashash, that Einach Naim, it does the Guf, it's the Gemara, and again, out is with Nesro, but it's not Bishlikul Tere. Although we said that at least by us we need Shlishi Mikerach Sheini, but again, the Hezbar in the Sugya was the Sugya for Nesra, and after that we give right to Ibnachim's Kashas. So tomorrow we get a right title to the Sugya. Yeah.